The Alliance is calling on government through the Ministries of Sanitation and Water Resources and the Ministry of Finance to update the Ghanaian public, especially the wash sector players, on the following. 1. How much of the 2018 total wash budget has so far been released? We all know that there is a difference between planning a budget and releasing it. So you can have an amount budgeted for wash, but how much of this budget has so far been released? Because it is only when they are released that implementation of water sanitation and hygiene programs can take place. A second call is that what activities have the budget been spent on and at what level? Has the budget been spent on emoluments, capital investments and the like? Has the budget been spent at the national level or at the sub-national level? We need to know. To what extent has the president fulfilled his 2018 State of the Nation address promise of additional 200 million Ghana cedis for sanitation-related activities? Want to know, because the ministry has plans for the 200 million Ghana cedis, and we believe that when this 200 million Ghana cedis is received, then the ministry will be well resourced, the ministry will have adequate capacity, the ministry will have the wherewithal to be able to address the numerous water and sanitation challenges confronting this country. 4. What is the implementation status of the National Sanitation Campaign Program, which was officially launched by His Excellency the President, including the One House, One Toilet and the One District, One Dam initiative?
Mr. Ahin also called on government to explain how it is working to achieve the SDG Goal 6 on water and sanitation and the strategy to end open defecation.
Unfortunately, we failed woefully to meet both the sanitation and hygiene targets. In fact, by the end of 2015, only 15% of Ghanaians had access to improved sanitation. And when we talk about improved sanitation here, we want to explain that we mean basic sanitation, generally water-related sanitation. And 19% of Ghanaians still practice open defecation, which is sad. And so these people do not have toilets, or even if they have, they do not find them comfortable. So on a daily basis, they go out there and defecate in the open. All over the world, countries are taking pragmatic steps to eliminate open defecation. And I think that as a country, if we implement the policies, strategies, programs and plans that we have put in place, we should be able to eliminate open defecation within the shortest possible time. And we call on government to show leadership and to ensure that the country is carried along in the fight to end open defecation within the shortest possible time. The Alliance invites all media houses and other relevant civil society organizations to follow up on these issues and to ensure that we receive timely responses to the above questions and to help clarify the status of water sector financing and implementation of programs and projects in Ghana.
Vice Chairman of Conniwa's, Atta Ahin.